BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, I play some leaked material from my recording session with 5 Seconds of Summer. We're trying to make a brilliant World Cup anthem that's better than Jennifer Lopez and Pitbulls. Can I start some more rumours about Famouses appearing at Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow this weekend? Very punctual Matt Richardson on Innuendo Bingo today. Cal Surprise, Gemma Kearney was late, but when they did it together, it was ace.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is still poorly sick, but don't worry, because bingo is still happening. Thursday, innit? We've got the perfect replacement today. Matt Richardson, off of comedy and off the telly. Thank God for Matt Richardson. Saved my life today. He actually invited me to one of his comedy nights because he's on tour at the moment next week. And I thought, actually, that's a good idea. I'll return the text with, I need a man today at 1:45. Can you help? And he's going to be here. Thanks, Matt. He's playing against bingo queen Gemma Kearney today at 1:45. You know Gemma's laugh. She can't keep the water in. Matt thinks he's getting off lightly because Chris isn't in today. No, 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 no. And expect to hear clips from TV and radio that accidentally sound a little bit rude. Like this one from this show earlier in the week. Good afternoon to Amy from Norwich, who is loving the music while bathing her pony in the sunshine. It's not even one. Joe in Worcester, where it's... Oh, she's just giving her pony a wash. Jeez. Joe in Worcester, where it's 23 degrees. Right, this next song works. Oh, no. That's happening at 1:45. You can watch it as well on the Radio 1 website. Get to any screen where you can get the website on your smartphone, on your laptop, 1:45 today. Also, we have just a little bit of a recording that I may have made in the studio with 5 Seconds of Summer. This is coming together now, this World Cup song. And I've got a little bit more to play you today. Just a teeny, teeny little bit of leaked audio from the song. That'll be later. And Greg James is playing Real or No Real against me after 3:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, a couple of errors I need to explain. Hello to Siobhan. Now, Siobhan, thank you for the little screenshot you sent me on my Twitter. I think you're listening to the BBC Radio iPlayer app. I think that's how you're listening to Radio 1 today. It looks like it from what you've sent me on the screenshot. And she says, looking super glamorous today, Mills. It says, Scott Mills, 1 till 4, but the picture is still of Fern, kind of like flicking her hair like Fern does. But then I've just gone to my iPlayer radio app and it's me. So I don't know. Let me know what you're looking at and I can sort it. Also, a slight blunder yesterday on the Radio 1 Facebook. You know, I've been recording this World Cup song with Australian boy band 5 Seconds of Summer. So yesterday, six pictures of me went up in the studio while recording in football shirts, in football jerseys, with 5 Seconds of Summer. So there we are, we're in the studio, all good. Then there's one that shouldn't have gone up, and I don't know how this has happened, and that's me just wandering around a residential road in southwest London, which was about an hour before, because I got dropped off in the wrong place. So that's just me. There's some removal men in the picture, like lifting a sofa up and taking it into a house. I'm kind of turning my nose up. That's because I literally just got dropped off in the wrong place and was walking up and down going, excuse me, is this, is any of these houses got a boy band in it? Because I'm recording a World Cup song with them and no one knew. It's a bit annoying, but don't know why that picture's on. Is it off there now or is it still on? Still on, why? We don't need that picture, it doesn't add anything.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Steve off of Walls has been on. Hilarity's just ensued in the coffee shop he's been in when the lady in front of him just asked for a Durex hot chocolate. She meant deluxe. And all the Five Sauce fans have been on saying, they're not a boy band. Okay then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And this is Matt Richardson.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my God, you're like the model contestant. You're the model guest.
Yeah.
For everything.
How long ago was I booked, Scott?
I'm saying...
2 hours? 2 hours ago?
I think maybe just after...
Hi, Matt. Can you come and do Innuendo Bingo? Yes, I can, because I'm depressingly free.
Actually, I think you've been doing a big tour.
Yeah, I have, but not in the days.
But today, you're just free.
Yeah.
So I text Matt, just after 11, saying, because you just invited me kindly to your London date of your tour
this
week.
Yeah, I did. Sort of text you and invite you. And
then I suddenly had a ping. I had like a break glass for emergency. Matt Richardson would be brilliant moment.
Well, it's, I mean, because Hugh Jackman was on like really recently, so he obviously couldn't come back in so soon.
No. Kylie and Hugh was a good one.
Amazing.
I know, that was last week. So we've been just talking off air about the tour. How many dates?
54. Whoa. And I've got 6 left.
Over what period of time?
8 months. So it's been quite like spaced out because there was like 3 months in the middle where I didn't do any. I had a break. Yeah. And I just did like normal gigs and went to
like Britney Spears in Vegas.
Like Britney Spears in Vegas. Yeah. Have you been to see Britney in Vegas?
Yeah, I went a couple of weeks ago.
Was it good?
Yeah.
And my friend Callum is desperate. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What's she like?
She's like, oh hi. But really nice.
Great impression.
Yeah, really nice. There wasn't. Yeah, not much going on.
Oh really? Yeah, good. I understand.
Your friend went.
No, my friend's dying to go. He calls it the pilgrimage, and he's yet to make it, but he talks about it all the time.
There was a guy who was lining up for a meet and greet with Britney, and he had on his T-shirt something like, Britney Spears got me through college, and today I've graduated and I'm here from Ohio, printed on the T-shirt. Now, if you're doing a meet and greet, that's going to freak Britney Spears out, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't matter how much of a fan you are.
See, I just feel weirded out when I do a show and anyone wants to say hello afterwards. And there's normally like 2 of them, and they're sort of being forced because their mum doesn't mind me, but they go, oh, can my kids have pictures with you?
We were saying before as well, like 1 minute you're in Miami in Nicole Scherzinger's house and the next minute you're in Nottingham with 19 people staring at you.
Yeah, Wolverhampton, 19, Nottingham, they were sold out in Nottingham, but they looked at me as if I was a play. It was very
Surely it was advertised. Were they not expecting you?
I don't really know what they were expecting. I think I was just the only thing that was happening in Nottingham that night.
Some people just go to everything though, don't
they? Yeah, I think it's one of those venues where the people, and it was like, they have like Shakespeare and things on there, and then they decided that I would be a good fit for the programme, which I can confirm I am not.
There was no one laughing. This is my worst nightmare.
No one. And as I left, like, I was saying thank you to people as they left, going, oh, thanks very much, cheers, thanks very much. And a bloke just went, that wasn't very good, was it? And then walked off. I was like, it was really good. You were horrible.
Okay, right. So I, like, on
I've
TV...
I've got their money now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's fine. You got paid. Yeah. But, like, I really enjoy that viral tap that you're on at the moment.
Oh, thanks very much.
Really
it's good, isn't it?
It's like, really good.
It's a laugh.
But that's not stressful, right? Because there's no one going, you're rubbish. Why do you do this to yourself?
I don't know, but because of Twitter, people do say you're rubbish still. Like, and they get really aggressive. Like, it's just a bit of telly. Like, a bloke tweeted me the other day going, I'll tell you what's funnier than you, famine. I was like, all right, mate. Like, like just turn over.
So bad.
It's a show about clips. Like, relax.
Yeah. Can we all just relax? But, I mean, just the live element of, like, turning up and nobody laughing is scary.
Yeah, and it does happen sometimes. It happens to all comics, I think, at different stages. But
And 19 people in Oxford.
No, Wolverhampton.
Sorry, I keep
65.
Getting it wrong.
I mean, what I like is with your locations, we're moving further down the country.
Well, I was going to say, are there any hot spots where you're particularly warm, where, like, the audience is massive?
I did Liverpool. I do all right up north. I don't know why. I do okay up north because I'm really southern, so I don't know why. Maybe they come to just check one out.
Yeah.
I did like Brighton, like London's normally all right. Sort of big cities. Provincially, like I did Market Drayton the other day. Like the guy went, normally at least 150 people come to anything, and I had like 45.
It sometimes happens.
And it was like they actively avoided me.
Yeah. It sometimes happens at DJ gigs. We've talked about this before, where if I turn up at a club or something, they're like, and there's no one there, or very few, they'll be like, don't know what happened here, mate. We flyed the whole event. Like, we put it on Twitter, we put it on Facebook.
That's almost
worse.
But
I'll tell you what they've done. They got Diags from Towie down the road, and that's messed us up.
That's it. It's almost worse. Like, I'd rather they turn around and go, sorry, we've done no promotion. We've put no effort into it. Well, they're like, we tried every... I mean, we Groupon'd this and no one can.
Groupon.
Like, people are actively... Other bargain websites are available. But, you know, actively tried to get people in. They're going, no, we really don't want to see him. Even though it's a good show, it's fun. Like, it's a laugh.
Yeah.
And people come.
And still 6 more left.
6 more left, yeah. All the glamorous places.
Where?
Solihull, London, Bromsgrove, Hereford, Cambridge.
Don't laugh at Hereford.
Dorking. Well, like, I mean, they're just places where, like people think, like, oh, you do these, like, people tweet me, going, are you doing the Leeds Arena? I'm going, I mean, I'm doing the Courtyard Theatre in Hereford, mate. I don't think they're 109 seats. It's not the same kind of thing, is it?
But you love it, though.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's amazing, but people, like, think you're huge.
Do you remember a gig at Solent University where a guy ate paper on stage? That's from Stan in Southampton.
Yeah, I do remember that gig. I'd just started out, and there was a gig at Solent University that I used to do every so often, and it was weird. And a bloke ate paper once.
But why?
Why? Because he thought that, like, he'd obviously eaten paper in his own life and thought, why isn't McIntyre doing this? I'm a genius. And then he went on stage and ate paper, and the audience unanimously went, No, this is the worst thing we've ever seen. Although now, ironically, if you did it in like a performance art venue, they'd think it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, they really
would. Just say it like represents the elections and it'd be fine.
Got an aside here. We're going to Radio 1's big weekend this weekend in Glasgow.
Yeah, jealous.
I know. It's a good lineup.
Great lineup.
It's big.
Great lineup.
Is Calvin Harris putting his sick voice on here at the beginning of the track we just played? Because we're playing a lot of tracks by all the artists that are going to be there, and it's like, confirmed artist, Lord. Hi, I'm Lord, and I'll see you at Big Weekend. Listen to this one.
Yes, it's me, Calvin Harris.
I would feel really left out to not be there, so I'm well excited.
Now, it's sick voice.
I'll be really ill, please. Sorry.
It's a bit like when Kelly Rowland did that sick voice once, do you remember, on X Factor? I can't be there tonight. I hope you're going to be there, Calvin, because it sounds like you're planning a no-show.
It does sound like he's sort of... You know when you, like, if you want to take, like, a Monday off at work, on the Friday, you, like, start to... You preempt it and go, my stomach's a bit funny, isn't it? Oh, God, because you know that you're going to call in sick. Like, I think he's doing that, isn't he?
Yeah, same voice, listen.
Yes, it's me, Calvin Harris.
I would feel really left out to not be there, so I'm well excited.
Yep. See you tomorrow night, Calvin Harris. He'll be there, don't worry. Still waiting for Gemma Kearney, aren't we? Good.
Well, Gemma Kearney not showing up. She works here.
I know. And we've booked her for weeks.
Really?
In advance. And you
and I came in
2 hours ago.
I live in Oxfordshire.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I live in Oxfordshire, so like I got here quicker than she did when she's in the building.
My God, I didn't realise.
No, I know.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry? I don't
because
mind. I just said no if I were... Like,
I thought you lived...
It was you or my ironing.
I thought you lived maybe like within a 10-mile radius.
No, I'm moving. I'm moving next weekend.
Oh, that's good.
I'm moving to Kilburn.
Are you?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Shoot uphill. Not worried at all.
I didn't realise he's come from Oxfordshire. That's really sweet, though. I love you even more. Ah. I'm going to play Wilkinson, Half Light, and then, we need to make a call to Kearney right away, I think. That is The Neighbourhood, Sweater Weather. It's Scott Mills here. I'm just chilling with Matt Richardson as we wait.
Hanging out, just waiting for Gem Cairns.
Just hanging out on Radio 1, isn't it? Are you a bit jealous that you wanted to... Did you want to go to the big weekend?
Quite liked to have gone. And then Caroline Flack went up the other day to do Grimmy's show.
Yeah, did the auditions.
I didn't get an invite, did I? What's going on? I even text Grimmy going, this isn't fair. Like, what's going... Like, come on, mate.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get invited. It'd be fun, though. Like, it looks like it's good.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's such a good lineup.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, really.
And
good.
I quite like a festival, so that'd be good.
And also, it's a kind of manageable festival. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really
There's
camp.
No camping.
No camping.
Perfect.
Do you not a fan of camping?
No, I mean, I can do it, but I wouldn't choose to do it if I didn't have to.
Well, Big Weekend is perfect for you.
Yeah, I think
you should
really
come
good.
One year.
I'll try.
Yeah, obviously. No.
It was in Swindon once. That's quite near my house. Like,
yeah.
I could have gone to that one.
Yeah, but
I was a lettings agent at that point, so I had no access into the world.
Get
of
out!
Radio.
You were a letting agent.
Yeah, I worked in a lettings agency for a while.
Oh, that's my favourite.
And I worked at a shop selling sofas, and I've done everything. I did everything, and then I started doing stand-up, and it went quite well. So I
can't imagine
on.
You.
I was terrible.
Letting a house.
People used to call up and go, "Oh, there's a problem with like the loo seat's broken." And I go, fix it. You sat on it. Like, why are you calling me? And I'd be awful.
Incoming. Gemma Kearney is coming up in the lift.
Okay, good. She's
That's
here.
That's good. Now, there's a checklist of things that Chris normally does before he plays bingo, because you're kind of him today. Normally, I'll have some kind of horrid lunch just before so that the remnants spit out over the opponent. You haven't done that.
I haven't. I had quite a nutty breakfast, though. So if Gemma Kearney's got a nut allergy, she's losing.
Also, He'll make a fuss about changing his clothes. So he'll be like, in the corner over there, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. So that you look at him on purpose.
Oh, really?
But you seem to be, you're going to wear that, right?
I've consciously worn shorts, so less material gets wet. And I brought a spare pair of clothes to wear home in my bag.
Oh, you're good, aren't you? All of this in 2 hours, listeners.
Two hours.
This is why you should go and see Matt Richardson on tour.
This is why you should come and see me, please, if you're in Solihull.
He'll turn up and everything.
I'll be there.
Right, okay, I'm going to play Track of the Day by Pretty Reckless. This is new. It's called Messed Up World. You hear it on every show today. And then Kearney's going to be here. Gemma Kearney.
Hello.
Are you all right?
I am so sorry.
Look, my love. You know, it's all fine. Me and Matt have just been chilling out, having a little chat.
I've been
chat.
Listening to you guys.
Have you? Where have you been? In an underpass?
I'm stuck on is that what they're called? The underpass? Like a sort of dual carriageway thing?
Yeah.
I was stuck on that, and I could hear all of you like taking the mickey out of me. Then I rang Cara, and she was like, can't you get out and walk? I was like, I'm kind of on the dual carriageway.
I'm actually in the underpass.
I've had a very busy morning. I'm happy to be here, and I'm sorry, because I feel like I don't want to mess up the show. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it's 15 minutes late, but luckily our listeners...
I'm really, really...
No, they're very forgiving.
I did the right stuff earlier, and I talked about our show. I even talked about Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, well, that's even better. Were you on with actual Matthew Wright?
Yeah, and he made an actual innuendo specially to be used.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the point of Innuendo Bingo, is it?
That must happen now, though.
Oh, okay, then. I'll just do an innuendo. No, it's kind of like, yeah, thanks, Matthew, for not getting it.
He really wanted it.
I like him a lot. He's fun.
Yeah, he's cool.
Did you have to talk about politics and that?
I did. It was well scary.
It's quite hard.
Yeah.
Okay, right, it's time for Innuendo Bingo.
Let's
We're turning
do it!
The cameras on.
Rock and roll! The it's first time I've seen you today and talked to you, you're going to spit in my face.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh my God, I can't believe how up for this you are. Don't be scared, Matt. This is what always happens. Right, now Matt, I think when you heard that Chris was ill today, you were like, ah, it's going to be fine. It's not going to be wet. That is not the case. Gemma is quite a sprayer. So I want you to give as good as you get, please. Let's make this a wet one instead.
Wet up my nose.
Let's make this a wet one today.
It's never happened before.
Remember, Matt, don't aim for the bin. Aim for her head. Okay. You ready? No hands, please. If it's going to come out, it's going to come out. Matt's wearing shorts today, which is good. You're going to get freezing. Okay. Watch this on the Radio 1 website now. Even on your phone, you can watch it at bbc.co.uk/radio1. First, we're crossing over to Gardener's World on BBC Two with Monty Don. And here's Monty telling us about one of his favourite things.
It's a fantastic treat. A buttery cob with the juices smeared over your face. It's good fun.
I just spat it all over myself.
Oh, Matt, you've made a mess of yourself.
Friendly fire, what's this?
Have you got no change of clothes?
No, I brought a change of clothes.
Okay,
like.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hit her, not yourself.
Oh, no. Man. I'm also in the midst of helping my friend find a wedding dress.
God, it's all going on, isn't it?
I know, I'm doing everything today, and I'm just going to look like a state. They're not going to let us into the fancy shop.
And you've been up since 3.
Mm-hmm.
Been up since 3. Mm-hmm. I bet you're, like, wired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Water, please.
With the juices smeared over your face.
Sorry, I had to do that one again. Matt and Chandler's Ford. Now over to Loose Women from last week. And Cilla Black was their special guest. And here's Cilla. Here's Cilla warning. Yes, Matt. Don't apologise. That's the game.
The idea of Cilla Black is more than I need.
I know. Gemma is used to having it in her face. It's all fine. Cilla Black. And here she is on Loose Women, warning everyone on the red carpet at the BAFTAs to be ready for an eyeful.
On Sunday, on Sunday the 18th of May, have you got your frock sorted? Because you're always asking if everyone to get your hat ready.
Yesterday,
yeah.
And it's a black.
Good.
And I've got a big split.
takes a while to sink in. That
She's back on the scene now, Cilla, isn't she?
Blooming love Cilla. I love her.
And I've got a big split.
I went to see at the premiere of I Can't Sing, R.I.P.
Oh, I know.
She was there, and everyone was more excited about her being there than anyone else.
Were they?
The most, yeah, Cilla
still
Black.
Now. Still now.
Cilla Black.
Cilla Black.
Sheridan Smith is playing her in a film.
Oh,
when she used to, like, twist and shout with the Beatles.
God.
Whoa.
She's had a life.
Isn't she? Little ginger beaver face, isn't she? Love her. Ollie in Nottingham spotted that one. Oh, Matt.
Falling off the seat.
Does a bit look a beaver a bit. A little bit. Come on. It's Cilla Black. She's a legend, can I just say. Queen of daytime. Queen of television. Now to Radio 1 from Sunday night. And it's the handover between Dan and Phil's request show and the surgery with Alid. And here's an offer Alid's going to find very hard to turn down.
Stop jumping. Wait, let's wait.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
You've ruined Alid's entrance now.
Hi, Alid.
I'm trying different ways of entering every week, and this week I bounced.
Hey, Alid, do you want to see my D?
Go on, then.
Ah!
I reckon Alice would love to bounce with Dan and
Oh,
Pearl.
Wow. You missed the end bit, so can we refill, please? Refill.
Is that not it all?
But there's a bit at the end which I think was skated over, or maybe not. Water, please. Over to Dan from Dan and Phil.
Hey, Alan, do you want to see my D?
Go on, then.
Was that what you heard before? Right, carry on. Thank you, William, emailing that to us. See, if that this wasn't live, we'd have cut that out. Apparently, Dan had been sent a large wooden D by one of his fans because of his name. Next. Next. Next to Davey on In Una Bingo. For the No Such Thing as a Fish podcast. I know, it's a thing. We join the team as they're discussing some important facts about what women used to get up to in the 19th century.
Women used to keep their small pets in their muffs.
Hands, no hands, Richardson.
They would decorate their muffs with jewels and they would put pets in there.
They did!
Put pets in there.
Be careful, do not try that at home.
They would decorate their muffs with jewels and they would put pets in there. Oof.
Jim emailed me that one.
Amy Charles thought she was the first one as well. They nicked it.
Thank you, Jim, for that one. Now, this is my favourite clip from Tuesday with Laura Whitmore when she got soaked. Loads of water, please, and it's over to Heston Blumenthal's Channel 4 show, where everyone is very excited about the unveiling of something never seen by the public before.
Welcome to my chocolate box.
Well, that's weird, because Laura Whitmore lost her stuff at that. Not a murmur. From you two. Ugh.
Welcome to my chocolate box.
Heston Blumenthal there.
Oh, maybe she's...
More hardcore than Whitmore.
Maybe she's eaten from Heston's chocolate box before.
How does that go so well on one end you would have been going, and then the other one, like, not even a thing. Wow.
Well, you know, beauty is skin deep.
Now, this next one, I warn you, is a long clip, so you're going to need to take a lot of water and potentially refill mid-clip, OK? Mm-hmm. So If you've let the water out, then do refill. Mm-hmm. We're going over to Caroline Martin now, bless her, on BBC WM. I have absolutely not the first idea what's going on Caroline's show here. But what happened there?
Misfire.
Oh. Water, please.
It came out my nose. I've got more on myself than you've got on me.
You're wet through.
I mean...
Sorry, it's just really nice, like, to be doing it with somebody else.
So what, practising at home alone?
It's like a new energy to it, you know? I'm invigorated.
We've regenerated it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like when they change the Big Breakfast.
Mm. Yeah, hello. Okay, right, so, Caroline Martin, BBC WM. Caroline seems to be in a bit of a tears.
I know it's not a very glamorous picture that I'm painting here, but what are you going to do? You can't swallow it, can you? And then one lodged right in the back of my throat. I tell you what, I've not had anything lodged in the back of my throat like that since the day I was driving home. Okay.
Refill. Caroline's only halfway through her story.
I'm driving home down the expressway and I'm sucking on a humbug. And as I turn to the side...
She's amazing.
Isn't she amazing?
I love her.
Yeah. Where does she work?
BBC WM in the West Midlands.
BBC
Employ
West Midlands.
Employ her as soon as possible.
Okay.
I mean, she is phenomenal.
She hasn't even finished. She's still got 20 seconds.
Are you
20
kidding?
Seconds. No, carry on. Oh. Water, please.
The man in the car winks at me, so I'm trying to flutter my eyelashes accordingly at him, and it all goes wrong because I suck so hard I swallow the humbug and I'm sat there gagging on the expressway, nearly causing a collision, all down to a little flirt.
She's amazing.
And there's still a bit
I
more.
I nearly died.
Oh,
then.
My God.
Oh, let's listen to the rest.
Not to me. So that is the trouble of getting things in your throat. I'm going to put a mask on tonight when I go out for my walk. But anyway, the fact that there's more in abundance and they're all coming in this direction does not fill me with cheer. Thank you, Jay, for that one.
And then she goes in to Let Her Go by Passenger. Why not?
I mean, she's like the new Partridge.
Yeah, that's on.
Oh, I love her.
The stories like that, every day on
Sucking Boiled Sweets, though.
On Caroline's show.
You could, it's risky. Mm. She's highlighting an issue there. I like her.
And now a clip from last week, which we played when we were at Radio 1's Academy in Glasgow. It's from Tom Daly Goes Global. What a show on ITV2. And here's how Tom likes it.
I'd rather be too tight than too loose.
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
My crotch is...
Oh, my God, Matt Richardson.
This is almost X-rated if you're watching online.
Yeah.
it's cold. Trust me, it's not.
Now we're going to a documentary called Watermen, A Dirty Business. Could go wrong?
I'm terrified.
Water, please. Now, here's one of the watermen. I think he's probably the most experienced of the team, telling his colleagues what to expect.
Oh, no, it gets worse than this. I mean, I've been down some of the dirtiest holes you could ever think.
Yeah, Matt's gone.
Sorry. It's more the noises you're making, then.
I mean, I've been down some of the dirtiest holes.
Dan in Southampton emailed that one. And now, Gadget Man on Channel 4 for an absolute classic clip. And we'll start events at sunrise. Are you ready?
Rosy-fingered dawn breaks our slumber.
There we are. It does actually continue.
So
that's incredible.
Rosy-fingered dawn.
And
that is phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get hypothermia.
They would decorate their muffs with jewels and they would put pets in there.
And that was Inuna Bingo. Matt Richardson, you're a legend for coming in. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
I've got to be a maid of honour now.
What, right now?
Yes, my mate is waiting in the green room to go shopping. Look at me.
Oh. No change.
I have got a chain, thank goodness.
Right.
This
is Gemma,
the worst day ever.
Thanks for coming, Matt Richardson. Go and see him, he's very funny. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Saturday, yeah. We're doing a show together, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, on Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm seeing him next Saturday, you this Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
All good.
This is Radio 1. BBC.
Radio 1. Watch Big Weekend and listen everywhere on Radio 1. Also, any screen where you can get the Radio 1 website on your phone. You can watch loads of live performances. It's going to be on Red Button on any BBC TV channel. And on BBC 3, you will not be able to escape it this weekend. I have been starting to spread a few rumours around in and around Glasgow. It happens every single year. Wherever we do Big Weekend, everybody talks about it in the town. So, like, taxi drivers, it's all they're talking about, people in shops, everyone's talking about it because it takes over the whole city. And that's what's happening in Glasgow right now. And also, what happens is various rumours go around, mostly on Twitter, but also word of mouth, about different celebs that have been spotted coming out of, like, pizza places or in a taxi. I've not actually heard any so far. There's a couple came in yesterday, but if you know of any rumours of people that might be appearing that aren't on the bill, that often happens, or someone's been spotted already in Glasgow ahead of the big weekend, let me know on 81199. I wanted to try and start some of these up yesterday on my own, so I called a beauty salon, pretending to be one of the pop stars on the lineup. I'm looking for quite an intimate one. Can you tell me what you offer down there?
We don't do male intimate waxing, sorry. We only do chest and back.
Oh, so you don't go any further south than that?
No, sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, I've not had it done since last summer, so it's looking quite bushy back there. Listen, who I was pretending to be, though.
What's your name?
It's Mr. H. Styles. So have you got my name down there?
Uh-huh.
I'm booked in for when?
Saturday.
Saturday, what time?
Well, are you not on stage on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the big weekend?
Oh, yeah, there is a problem with that. That's the thing as well. Obviously, everyone knows what time One Direction are on because it's like big news. So that didn't work. Then, well, I thought, would Rita Ora like a ghost walk in Glasgow? Of course you would. I'm looking to book a ghost walk this weekend for my client.
We have a problem with that because the Glasgow ghost walk is operating at the moment because they've had a landslide due to heavy rain in the cemetery and a load of coffins and stuff fell out of the cliffside. They're not allowing anybody in there.
This is Trevor from Trevor's Ghost Walks. I love him. Would they not reopen it? Because my client is quite, she's quite high profile.
I very much doubt it. I've tried every trick in the book. Who would the walk be for?
It's for Mrs. R. Aura.
R. Aura. Never.
Gotta go, bye. I can't win. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Rita Ora has not been spotted bathing her pony on a side street in Glasgow. You're making it up, whoever that is. BBC Radio 1. And Paolo Nutini, I don't think he's just come out of a bookmaker's either. It's starting, you see what I mean? That was Quabs and Pray for Love. I'm Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. The 1975 Klingander. And Vance Joy coming up, and a bit of Lana Del Rey, which is nice when there's sideways rain outside, just popped out. Intense. Okay, so everywhere, all over Glasgow, there'll be these rumours going around about people that are, and people that aren't even, on the big weekend lineup, because people like to speculate. Last year, there was a massive thing that Kanye West was going to be there. That was in Derry, Londonderry. It didn't happen. Yesterday we heard from someone saying that Kim and Kanye have delayed their wedding and are stopping off via Big Weekend. That's not happening. So I'm now going to start a rumour by calling somewhere. And this is someone that's definitely not on the lineup at Big Weekend. But everyone else is doing that in Glasgow, so why can't I? I just want to get a rumour started. It creates more excitement. Not that Glasgow's not excited already, because it really is, but... Hang on a sec. Hello, I'm calling on behalf of my client. I'm actually her PA. And I wonder if you could help me.
What? Help you with what?
Well, my client's appearing at a very big event in Glasgow, which I believe is happening this weekend.
Right.
And I need somewhere to look after her two labradoodles.
I can't really make out what you're saying.
Yes, I need grooming for two dogs for my client this weekend who's in Glasgow for a big event.
Right. I don't have any appointments at all this weekend.
Okay. Well, if anything comes up, can I give you her name?
Right, hold on. Find a pen. Oh. Right.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, it's Mrs. B.
Uh-huh.
Knowles.
Knowles.
I think she just wants to get their nails done.
Just a nail cut?
I think so, yes.
Because it's just to get their nails done, you just bring them in and I can do that there and then. Only takes 2 minutes.
Oh, really? So that's possible?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell my client that that might be possible. Okay, so what time could I come in? And the booking will be for Mrs. B. Knowles.
Right, I've got... You can either... What day is this? I'm all mixed up with the days. You can either bring in tomorrow, Friday or Saturday. Whichever.
Saturday would be best, because she's appearing at the event on Sunday.
Right, well, it's Saturday morning, bring them in. It's just along the road from the event anyway.
Okay, so good.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Whoa, it's going crazy in there with the dogs. Right, so she doesn't care. But that's exactly what I wanted. Because that'll sink in now. She'll be like, oh, yeah, B. Knowles. Oh. And then she'll put it on her Facebook. Like, I'm telling you, within 48 hours, that'll be all around Glasgow. Scott's been on saying he's just seen Beyonce and Jay-Z asking for directions in Preston. They're 6 years too late. Greg James just popped in. He's going to be back for Real or No Real at 3:40, but he's just going to get his dry cleaning. otherwise, he'll have nothing to wear at Big Weekend. So, I mean, some people would like that. but he wants clothes because he's going to be on BBC Three presenting it all from Glasgow. So, yeah. So he'll be back with a bin bag at 3:40. So glamorous. Right, so 5 Seconds of Summer fans and everyone else, do you want to hear just a little bit of leaked audio, just a tiny, tiny little bit that's popped out of what I am recording with 5 Seconds of Summer? Imagine I'm in a small recording booth just a couple of days ago with four Australian lads who don't know that much about football. Neither do I. That doesn't stop us making a great World Cup anthem, which is better than J-Lo and Pitbulls. They were quite... they didn't want to say on recording that it would be better, but I'm saying it. I think it's going to be better. It's shaping up real nice. So here's a little insight into what we've been doing. This is... I think I can say it's part of the body of the chorus. It's being mixed at the moment. They've laid down their vocals. I still have to do a rap, which is troubling me a bit. I'm actually losing sleep over it. Anyone knows anything about rapping or anyone want to help me? Some people are saying ask Charlie Sloth, but I asked him the other day. It wasn't actually much help. 8119. So you'll notice on this recording, we're stood there in a recording studio, like you see on telly. Everyone's got headphones on, and they're placing their hands on the headphones and closing their eyes, like pop stars do when they sing. They always got their hands on the headphones. I don't know why. And you'll notice that in here, there's somebody singing much lower than the rest of the band and much more out of tune. Guess which one that is. That's me, that is. You'll notice it if you listen carefully. There's everyone's like, oh, up here, and I'm down there and really rubbish. Here we go. Can you hear the low one?
Just a bunch of lads singing about football.
I don't know what that accent was from. That was Ashton. They're from Australia, but he's trying to do a northern accent. So that's part of it. I think you can tell from this alone that it's going to be good. Got woes. What else do you need? We're working on the rest. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Have you just got your washing from the laundrette?
You told everyone, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I just said you don't have anything to wear on BBC Three. Some people were quite keen.
Well, it was just... it was yesterday. I was in my flat and I went, oh, my God, everything's dirty. Just put it in a bag. Put it in.
Put it in a bag. Did you go to the angry woman who we normally go to for the Inuana Bingo clothes?
It wasn't. I think we have to all avoid that place now.
No,
so
you don't.
Go somewhere else.
It's part of the fun. It's like a restaurant I used to go to. There's a Chinese restaurant in London where you know they're going to be really rude, and I go there for that. You go in and go, before you can say, can I have a table? They go, upstairs! And I absolutely love it. I go there for the rudeness, and it's the same now with the laundrette, where it's like, can you do this? No. And you just basically have to beg. I really enjoy it.
All right, next time I will.
Okay, now it's time for Real or No Real.
For a limited time last year, if you booked 10 Flow Rider gigs, you got one Red Foo gig free.
That is a...
Bog off?
A bog off, yeah. A bog off on gigs. Wow.
Oh, God. Why would you buy 10 Flow Rider gigs?
Oh, lads. Maybe it's a stag do. Stag do.
Flow Rider. Tell you what, lads, have a couple of beers, go see Flow Rider.
You blow my whistle.
Actually, yeah, you can imagine it. Red Foo, of course, famously from LMFAO. And a judge on Australian X Factor.
Are they still a thing, LMFAO?
No, they split up due to creative differences, didn't they?
That is a shame.
Champagne Showers was the break there, I think.
I think the song that never quite made it that should have done was Shots by then. It was amazing song.
Do you remember Champagne Showers?
Oh, yeah.
Rubbish. Shots was actually quite good.
Yeah, it had Lil Jon on it.
That was a highlight of my voiceover career. The album, Sorry for Party Rocking, out now. Yeah, I did that. So what?
Sorry. So, some massive tunes. And you know what? I saw the live experience and it's not bad.
I remember once on this show, we booked LMFAO, and one of them had hurt their back, so we just got one. One of LMFAO coming up after four. Oh, well, brilliant.
One of them put their back out during a gig because then they fall off the stage.
Was it Red Flu or Sky Blue?
I mean, they're interchangeable. I don't know.
Red Flu's the one with the hair. Anyway, it was just Red Flu that came in. He flung his knickers at me. Real or no real, buy 10 Flow Rider gigs, get one Red Flu free.
Pay for your front, get your back done free. True, real.
Am I playing?
Are you? Is it me versus you, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Have we both just realised that Chris Stark's not here?
I know. Matt Richardson was on in New England today with Gemma Kearney. She was late, but that's good.
Fashionably late, yeah. Darling.
Yeah, Chris is still ill.
Oh.
And next.
Yesterday, BBC News correspondent Frank Gardner was spotted missing his stop in the lift because he was playing Candy Crush.
So that's obviously someone here at the BBC that spotted correspondent Frank Gardner off the news playing Candy Crush, missing his stop.
This does sound entirely believable.
And which one's he?
I don't know. Let me have a little look. Frank Gardner, he tweeted about Hulk Hogan this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
After he was on your show?
Yeah. Someone showed me this tweet and it said something like, not a lot of room in the lift today with Hulk Hogan, because he was on the show this week. I think something like, I think I preferred meeting Kylie or something in the lift.
Oh.
Very, very snidey.
That's snidey.
Very snidey.
Snidey Frank Gardner.
Snidey Gardy.
But does he love Candy Crush? I see all sorts of people doing things in those lifts, so I'm saying real.
Definitely real.
Yeah.
That one's real.
Yes.
Those lifts are a fascinating place to be.
Unless that's someone who's sort of making stuff up about him to get their own back on him.
Next.
The violins that were to be played by Clean Bandits at Radio 1's Big Weekend have been lost in transit to the festival. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra are lending the band theirs instead.
I've heard things like this happen before.
Yeah, well, this happened last year at the Big Weekend when Rudimental's kit didn't arrive.
Yes.
So they used Chasing Status,
I think. Yeah.
Because there were all plane problems last year, weren't they, with Derry Londonderry?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
For about 4 hours, the only people from Radio 1 who were there were me and Danny Howard.
Yes.
That was it. So there were no artists that were going to be there. Dizzy Rascal wasn't going to be there to open the whole thing. Pete Tong wasn't there.
I mean, behind the scenes, listeners, it was a complete disaster.
It was awful.
It was awful.
The boss, there was one person from management there, and he went, Danny, can you just go and do 5 hours on the main stage?
Can you do a nine-hour DJ set?
Just go, keep playing, put a Now CD on.
They won't notice.
They're all drunk, they won't notice.
They won't notice. Real or no real?
They're pleased we're here.
Clean Bandits violins have been lost in transit. It's a Big Weekend. I can believe this, actually. This does happen a lot, so I'm saying real.
Well, I'll go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, they've got all the violins. They're absolutely fine. They're up there already.
And they are not stupid, Clean Bandit. They would carry on their violins, just saying.
They would what?
They would carry them on the plane.
Oh, with them?
Yeah, you wouldn't check it in, would you?
Well, that would annoy me.
What, having
violins? Oh, when it's a busy plane, there's nothing worse when it's like, oh, I can't fit my bag in. Now you've got your violin in there. Put it under your seat.
Sorry, I need to put this violin up top. It won't go by my feet. No, I'm in Clean Bandit.
Put it by your feet. And next.
DJ Steve Aoki likes to throw an extra large birthday cake into the crowd at each of his gigs.
Steve Aoki. Yeah, wow. Steve Aoki. He throws birthday cake into the crowd.
Isn't he the guy, is he the guy that has a dinghy and he sits in a, does he sit in a dinghy and get passed around the crowd? I'm pretty sure. I think Danny Howard's told me about this before, because he's DJed on the same night as Steve Aoki, and I think he had to go on after him, and he went, oh, it was that difficult. This is Danny Howard.
Yep.
And,
I dove down my ear.
It was that difficult. I was down my ear, and as out the corner of my eye, I saw Steve Aoki with a dinghy. And I had to go on and do the thing afterwards.
Okay, good. I've just seen this happen.
So this is right, isn't it?
Yeah, someone's just lit this up for me. He does. He crowd surfs in a dinghy.
He's one of those
brilliant
little kids' dinghies and just gets passed around.
And I want to see, I only watched these tonight. I want to see, if this is true, I want to see him throwing birthday cake to the crowds.
That's a different prospect, though, isn't it? That's
well,
a
yeah,
bit.
But you get it all, don't you? You get the actual DJ, like being passed over you in a dinghy, and you get cake at a gig. Awesome.
And they say music is dead.
Yeah. Steve Aoki with cake.
Who's pressing play when he's in a dinghy? What's going on there? Just put a long one on.
Puts a long player on. Real or no real?
Don't worry, guys, I've got it on continuous. Keep me going round. It's on continuous. We've got half hour left on this one.
It's now 87.
Pass me the oar.
Real or no real?
That must be real.
If he's surfing in a dinghy, then he's got to do the cake as well. Real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
What a guy.
Right, I'm going to watch those tonight.
What a guy.
There's loads of them as well, these videos.
He's inspiring, isn't he?
Steve Aoki surfing in a dinghy. Right, and at the end of that... Oh... That's annoying, isn't it? So, Greg got 40, Scott got 20. What's on your show today?
Today, we have films with Rihanna. We have Sam Smith coming in live today after 5 o'clock to talk about, well, Big Weekend and the fact that he might be number one this weekend as well. And then the mayor of Ware. I think we've got a mayor for after 6 o'clock today.
Despite
it being elections. It's tricky.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get a mayor on if they're being elected today. So we've got one who's out of that.
Oh, right. Out of that.
Yeah. Like, unelectable.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realise that the political situation would affect the mayor of Ware.
Of course, right. But the boss of news came up to us and went, okay, guys, a bit of a sensitive thing. You can't do the mayor of Ware when it's election time. Wow. I went, are you joking?
It's on there, right?
It's happening. Awesome. It's a disgraced mayor after 6.
Greg James from 4. Remember, if you hit subscribe, you'll get all of our best bits delivered to you for free every day on this handy podcast, The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow, join us for the build-up to Big Weekend from 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio
1. By the way, where is Chris?
Off, just sick.
Huh. He was fine at the cricket the other night.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are saying that, but he's been ill now for 2 days.
It was, he had the first PIMS of the summer.
Yeah, but he's been ill for 2 days. So hopefully he'll be back on tomorrow, but he feels awful.
He's enjoying himself a lot on Wednesday night.
All right, Greg.
No, I'm just saying, he had a nice time.
And here's Bombay Bicycle Club.